With more than 2,000 sandstone arch formations, Arches National Park is filled with geological wonders. Its most famous is Delicate Arch, which is featured on the Utah license plate. Most people visit Arches by using Moab as their base, and you can join the tour route from right in town. If you plan to also visit Canyonlands National Park during your visit, then I recommend downloading the Arches and Canyonlands Combo Tour for the best value. Arches deserves at least 3/4 of a day of your time. If you plan to do some hiking, you'll need to add more time to that. After entering the park, we'll follow the Arches Scenic Drive to all of the best places to see, and I'll have many recommendations for places to stop and take photos. Many sites can be seen from viewpoints with parking. A few require a couple minutes of walking to access, and if you plan to hike to Delicate Arch, we'll show you where to start, but be aware that it's a 3-mile round trip and a steady climb of 500 feet. As you can imagine, it can be very hot and exposed, so be sure to take along water and a hat. Expect to spend 2 hours if you're going to hike it. But we'll see many other great sites along the way that are easy to access, including Park Lane and the Courthouse Towers, Balance Rock, Windows, and Double Arch. Hiking is also required for Landscape Arch and Devil's Garden, but most things are easily seen without a strenuous effort. When we reach the end of the road, we'll turn back and I'll have different commentary for an entertaining return trip. Remember, since there are no services inside the park, make sure to take lots of water and snacks, or even a picnic lunch. Otherwise, you'll have to drive back to Moab for a lunch stop.